Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
And again, you can see Allison's contributions to our Help Wanted Facebook community at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show to get there. And now to talk about the job interview minus a job opening is Joe Grimm, who writes a column called Ask the Recruiter on the website Pointer Online. He also teaches journalism at Michigan State University. Hey, Joe, welcome to WNYC.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me, Brian.
So you heard Allison. She's going to interview with a company that's in a different field than she works in now and thinking about possibly changing careers, and says, well, what should I ask somebody about a career that I'm not sure about?
And I think Allison is coming from exactly the right place. As a longtime journalism recruiter, I used informational interviews a lot to get a pretty quick and easy look at potential candidates. But these were not job interviews. These were, as Allison said, informational interviews where the person was supposed to be visiting to find out information about the I worked in newsrooms, so they were supposed to be trying to find out about the newsroom. And I was finding out about the subject, the person who came in, with every question they asked. So she's right on the money to say, what question should I ask? I would do my homework this way. I would get on to the web, and I would look at all the recent articles about that company and its parent company, find out what the issues are, read up on them, and see what questions arise. The worst thing you can do is in an informational interview is show up with no really good questions.
And listeners, we have about 10 minutes for this. If you have a question about going on an informational interview, or maybe you have some advice, because that's a lot of what our Help Wanted community here is for, people sharing advice with other job seekers. And again, we encourage you to start your own discussion thread on our Help Wanted site. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to get to this Facebook community that we've created. Or give us a call, 212-433-WNYC, if you have a question or advice or a comment about informational interviews when there's no actual job. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692, for Ask the Recruiter columnist Joe Grimm. Do you treat this the same as a job interview? I'm gathering not from what you've said so far, because it sounds like rather than coming prepared to answer questions, you should primarily come prepared to ask questions.
That's a great way to describe the difference. The biggest mistake you can make on an informational interview is to try to turn it into something that it's not, which is a job interview. You might not even be talking to the right person for a job interview, but clearly you're going to be seen as somebody who engages in bait and switch. So I would go in prepared to ask a lot of questions. I would hope they ask me some questions. I would dress just the way I would dress for a job interview, professionally and purposefully, because people are going to ask, who was that person in here? And you want to look the part of somebody who could be working there. So I would dress as though I'm going to a job interview, but I wouldn't treat the interview the same way. I would expect to have a good load of questions in my notebook. I might have 10 or 20 questions that I would like to ask, depending on how long this appointment is for.
Are there classic informational interview questions that people should be ready to ask about the company?
Absolutely. I think the way to lean is more toward the company's strategy, its positioning in the market, its relationship or interaction with its competitors. I would want to impress the person with my questions by asking the kinds of questions that somebody at a much higher level might be thinking about.
Give me an example.
Okay. I would go in. Now, Allison, I thought this was cool. Allison said one of the things she's thinking about is journalism. So let's say Allison is going to do an informational interview.
That's cool, unless she wants to apply to ABC today, but never mind.
What's a bad day for that? But I'm imagining that Allison is a smart person who's applying not to a legacy media company, but to a digital media company, a new kind of newsroom. So she might go in and she might say, okay, how is this company capitalized? How long can you run your business? Are you making money? How long can you go like this? Essentially, she's asking about job security, but she's asking questions that might make the person she's talking to say, wow, that's a good question. I should be asking that myself. She might ask about competition, including digital competition from legacy media companies in the market. She might be asking, what kind of skills do people need to work in this newsroom? Do I have them? What do I need to do to qualify?
That's a really good informational question because it makes you sound like you're eager to learn and you want to know what skills are necessary and you want to go out and learn those skills. And the other questions you were just mentioning, they sound like very curious questions, you know, that kind of get into the business model of the company. And I guess a lot of employees would be interested in somebody who's interested in that.
I think that's true, Brian. And from my experience, I don't want to have people come in and ask questions about things they could have easily looked up online. Don't ask mm-hmm. me when the company was formed. You can find that out on your own. But if they take something they learned online and extend that with a question, not in the way, you know how some people will try to impress you with what they know by mm-hmm. dropping facts, that's repugnant. Let's not do that. But let's take what we learned and let's ask the next question down the line.
Drop the fact. Just don't look like you're showing off. Peter.
Don't be a show off.
Peter exactly. In Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Peter.
Hi, Brian. Great show.
Thank you.
Question for you is, I would like you to address the informational interview for a more senior level person. A lot of the questions that you're suggesting for an informational interview seem excellent for someone who is entry level or more junior, but I'm a more mid-level manager, and I'm interested in approaching the informational interview from that point of view.
Oh, that's good. And a lot of these questions can be raised up a notch or two to your level, Peter. One of the things that I did when I was a manager in the newsroom talking to my own bosses, I would ask them pretty general questions, but I wanted to get to the heart of what they were concerned about. One question that I think can work for almost everybody is, what are the things that keep you awake at night? What are you worried about for this company? What are you excited about for this company? Essentially, what are the obstacles and the opportunities we have, and how do you plan to solve those or take advantage of them? It is such an open-ended question that I think you can learn a lot from it, and you'll show that you're sort of on their side of the table when it comes to things like strategy.
Peter, thank you. And Liz in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Liz.
Hi. I just wanted to call in and give my 2 cents. I think that I encourage people to do these informational interviews. I think that a lot of people who are working love to help out people who are looking for jobs, and also that everybody loves to be asked for their advice. And I don't know if I'd call it an informational interview. I'd just say I'd like to take you out for coffee and pick your brain about the job market. And I would definitely ask them, you know, about their career and how they got to this position, because people love to talk about themselves.
Joe?
I want to second what Liz said. You said it so well, Liz. A lot of people are afraid to make that call because they think they'll be imposing or wasting somebody's time. But I really agree with Liz when she says, basically, what better kind of compliment could you pay somebody than to say, I'd like to pick your brain. Tell me what I need to know about your industry and what it is you do. These calls are often an ego boost for the person you're calling. I would not hesitate because you're afraid that you're going to waste somebody's time.
Liz, thank you for your call. But talk about picking somebody's brain. Here is a cautionary tale especially for people like Allison who work in fashion design, from a listener, Sarah in Philadelphia, posting on our site. Sarah cautions, I have been on, quote, informational interviews before that were not advertised as such. I think she really means I see what she's saying. I'm sorry. She says, I am a graphic artist in the fashion industry, and I have been to a few companies that are known for using a job opening ad to bring designers in so they can fish their portfolios for new ideas. It's hard to know what is real and what isn't.
That's terrible. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. And I know in journalism, sometimes people have been... rightfully grumpy that an employer will ask for a 3 to 5 page critique of what it is they're doing, and then they really don't get back to the person in ways that would justify asking for that amount of work. And sometimes the candidate feels like, well, I just think I gave them 3 or 4 hours of free advice for nothing.
Yeah. All right, and there we leave it. On the topic of the informational interview, Joe Grimm writes a column called Ask the Recruiter on the website Pointer Online. He also teaches journalism at Michigan State University. Joe, thank you so much for doing this.
And thank you, Brian. This was great.
And again, join our Help Wanted community. Anyone can post your experiences or your advice or start a discussion thread there. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show to get to our Help Wanted online community. Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and we continue in a minute with more on design. In a way, we'll learn about a group called DesignYC, a project that employs design to improve the quality of life around the city. Stay tuned.